It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, we're calling the program Green Visions, and yet it really ought to be Orange, Red, and Yellow Visions. On the phone to talk to us this morning is Kurt Mead. He's an interpretive naturalist at Teta Gooch State Park, where the fall colors are popping. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So what are we looking at fall color-wise? What does it look like up there?
It's spotty. It's kind of an unusual fall. Down here right along the shore, there's still a lot of green, a lot of yellows and the birches and aspens and things like that. But then you get inland, and there's some spots that are just almost peaking right now, maybe 60, 65% of peak. And so if you're driving some road looking for fall colors and you're not seeing what you want, just keep driving because you'll probably find it.
But keep driving maybe west so that you head inland maybe a little bit.
Inland a little bit. Up by George Crosby Manitou State Park, which is just out of Finland here on the Kramer Road. There's sort of a route you can take between Finland down to Schroeder, taking the back roads. And that's really, really stunning right now. There's still a bunch of green in there, but the maples along that stretch are just on fire. Oranges and reds and yellows.
Maybe what you ought to do is hop on over to the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon page and follow kind of the Bear Grease route, because that's going to take you through a lot of those areas. You could just sort of drive it now in the summertime when you can do roads. And you could drive something sort of similar, and that's going to take you up into some really pretty country. That'd be a great drive.
Yeah, it would. You know, our maples up here along the shore don't really grow close to the lake. You got to get a mile or two inland. That's really what people are coming up here to see oftentimes are the maples just because of the colors that they provide. And so you find some of those roads that sort of parallel the shore, like Lax Lake Road and Kramer Road, those kinds of areas up here around Finland. And you're going to see some color.
Well, and of course, Larry Weber's always pointing out the sumac to us, which is absolutely stunning. And there's nothing more. Wow. When I moved here, there's nothing more magical than when the tamaracks turn. I mean, gold pine trees. Who would have thunk it?
Oh, totally golden. Yeah, that's just magical. And they're starting to show a little color now. But I think we're still a little ways out from the tamaracks up here.
I took a camping trip a couple of years ago, and I went way up north, and it was the first weekend of October, and the tamaracks were just gorgeous on the way back. But that'd be, you know, roughly a couple weeks, you know, couple 3 weeks from, like, now.
Well, here's the weird thing is that from what I can tell, statewide, the colors are turning pretty early this year. I was just down in the Rochester area last week, and they were about as far along as we are along the shore here down there, and they're usually weeks behind us.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on. You know, if we'd had drought conditions, I'd say the trees are stressed, and therefore they're doing this and that. But that's not really happening, and it's kind of statewide, and it's awful early.
Are they turning because they're really soggy? I mean, do trees do that?
Stress of some sort. But
stressed because they're all wet?
June was pretty soggy. July wasn't so bad. August, we've had some rain. You know, we're getting some rain now. I don't see it as being like really soggy, totally soggy, stressful conditions.
Right.
Like I said, I'm observing it, but I don't know what's going on. And maybe somebody else out there has a theory on this. But I'm enjoying it. But it's going to be an earlier fall, I predict.
Are the trees like tuned into some kind of a tree network and the earthquakes and the flooding and the Harvey and the Irma and its sympathetic stress?
There is a lot of internet going on under the ground with the connection between roots and fungi and stuff like that. But I'm not so sure we're getting messages from Texas and Florida and Mexico and Virgin Islands quite yet.
Quite yet. Yeah. Oh well. Just trying to think about it a little bit. So you need to be calm and pleasant around your trees and help them to just relax a little bit. You might sing to them.
If you relax underneath them, then they'll relax a little bit too.
Oh, so just, that's a really good idea.
Just slow down.
Relax.
Slow down and enjoy
under
it.
The trees. I like it. Also, the state still has this super groovy phone app that will show you where the fall colors are peaking. And you go to the DNR website to get that, right? Is there a, are there a couple of other search terms that you can throw in to get yourself to the right page?
Well, I don't have the phone app myself. I've looked at it online. I'm kind of slow with my phone. But if you just search Fall Color Finder, I think that's what they call it, and you get this colorful map showing relative percentages around the state, and you'll see there are parts of the state that are farther along than we are right now and other parts that are just behind us, but everyone's showing some color right now.
Fantastic. We'll find it. We'll get a link up on our webpage so it will be easy for everyone else to find. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you get out there, relax under those trees, do your part to keep them stress-free, would you please?
I'll do my best. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Kurt. Kurt Mead, our guest this morning, he's an interpretive naturalist at Teteguch State Park, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.